Sagt all of that, give him a Mishnah, give him a Chorsha Vedela, Shiuro, Melo Egrov, Tibre Rabbi Akiva. A carpenter that made a door, and the finished product was left with a gap in the middle of the door. That gap would have to be the size of a Mali Egrov, a large fist, according to Rabbi Akiva, to allow Tumah to exit and enter through the gap. If we saw a Mishnah out, that any opening that was made by itself, it was formed by natural occurrence, that opening would have to be the size of a large fist to allow Tumah to go through it. And since the opening was not made by a person, it has to be larger than usual to allow Tumah to go through it. And according to Rabbi Akiva, in this case also, even though the gap was made by a person, since it was done so unintentionally, it has the same din as if it happened by itself, and therefore the opening would have to be at least the size of a Mali Egro to allow Tumah to exit and enter through that opening. Rabbi Tarfon Omer B'Paseach Tefa. Rabbi Tarfon says this opening would only have to be the size of a Tefa square to allow Tumah to exit and enter. As Rabbi Tarfon holds that the opening was probably left there intentionally by the carpenter, he probably did not have enough material. And he made a chesed that better, that the opening should be in the middle of the door than towards the top or towards the bottom. So he intentionally arranged it that the opening would be right in the middle of the door. So even though he didn't want that there should be an opening there, he just didn't have enough material. But since he arranged that the opening should be right in the middle of the door, it's as if he did so intentionally, so therefore the size that the opening would have to be in order to allow Tumah to go through it is the size of a tefach square. Shayer b'hacharash, m'matan o m'mala. If when the carpenter made the door, he didn't have enough material, and he left the opening either at the bottom of the door or toward the top of the door, he gifa v'lo mirka. Or if the door was closed, but it was not closed shut, it wasn't closed all the way, o shepaschu aruf, or the wind opened the door, shi'uro melo egro. In all these cases, the shear that the opening would have to be in order to allow Tumah to go through it is a large fistful, as in this case, certainly, the opening was done unintentionally. As if the carpenter left an opening toward the top or toward the bottom, he definitely did so unintentionally. He didn't have enough material, so he was forced to leave an opening, and he left the opening wherever he ran out of material, toward the top or toward the bottom. So even according to Rabbi Tarfon, in this case, that is considered unintentional, and therefore the size of the opening would have to be to allow Tumah to go through it as a Mali Egro. And in the case where somebody shut the door and didn't shut it all the way, that was unintentional, or if the wind opened it, it was unintentional. So therefore, since the opening was left there unintentionally, the opening would have to be the size of a Mali Egro to allow Tumah to go through that opening. The sound of the Allah's back, you give him a mission of doubt. Ha'isa maka and lakana ulas basi ulanir. Shi'ura kosuhu. Somebody who drills a hole through a wall, and he wants that hole in order to allow himself to pass through that hole to the other side, a kana, a weaver's rod, or an espasi, a weaver's spike, or a nair, a candle holder. The size that that hole would have to be to allow Tumah to exit and enter through that hole is a kosher. Even a small hole, if it's sufficient for the use that you want it, according to Beis Shammai, that would be large enough to allow Tumah to enter and exit through that hole. Beis Hillel Aimrim B'Paseach Tefach. Beis Hillel says the hall would have to be the size of a Paseach Tefach and Tefach square in order to allow Tumah to pass through it. As according to Beis Hillel, any time you make a hall for Tashmish, for a certain purpose, like over here, you want it for the purpose of passing things through the hall, then the hall would have to be a Paseach Tefach and Tefach square to allow Tumah to exit and enter through that hall. Lezun is Eina Uledabe Im Chaveiro Ule Tashmish. The Paseach Tefach, if somebody drilled the hall through a wall in order that he can peek through that hall to see out into the public thoroughfare, or he drilled a hole through the wall in order to allow him to speak to his friend on the other side of the wall, or he drilled a hole through the wall for any other purpose, had any other usage for the hole beside the usages that we mentioned in the ratio of the Mishnah, in such a case, everybody would agree that the size that the opening would have to be in order to allow Tumah to exit and enter is a Paseach Tefach, a Tefach square. Even Beis Shammai would agree in this case that the opening would have to be a Paseach Tefach. And since there is no specific size as to how big a hole you need in order to peek through or to speak to your friend, so you would need a Paseach Tefach even according to Beis Shammai. As opposed to in the case where you drill the hole to pass through the hole, a kana or a spasi or a nair like we had in the beginning of this mission. Since the hole has to be a specific size in order to allow you to pass those things through there, if the hole is that size, that would be sufficient to allow Tumah to exit and enter even if the hole is less than a Paseach Tefach. As opposed to in these cases, since the hole does not have to be a specific size, in such a case, the hall would have to be the size of the Paseach Tefach to allow Tumah to exit and enter through that hall.